Dresden physicists have published findings in Nature Physics that extend Newton's third law to non-reciprocal systems using what they call fictitious partners. This isn't just academic theory. They're modeling systems like bird flocks, where traditional equal and opposite reactions don't apply.
The implications here go far beyond physics textbooks. When we look at financial markets, for instance, we see non-reciprocal interactions constantly. A single large sell order can trigger cascading effects that far exceed the magnitude of the original action. The traditional assumption of balanced reactions breaks down in complex systems.
Exactly. The Dresden team's framework addresses something fundamental about how complex systems actually behave. In bird flocks, individual birds respond to only their nearest neighbors, not to the entire system. Yet somehow, collective behavior emerges that can't be explained by simple action-reaction pairs. Their fictitious partners concept provides mathematical tools to model these asymmetric interactions.
This connects to market dynamics in fascinating ways. High-frequency trading algorithms create non-reciprocal effects where small trades can trigger massive moves, but the reverse isn't necessarily true. A large institutional trade might barely move prices if liquidity is deep enough. The reciprocity that Newton's third law assumes simply doesn't exist in many real-world systems.
Meanwhile, NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory has spotted what could be a supernova remnant near the Milky Way's central black hole. If confirmed, this would be one of the closest supernova remnants ever found to Sagittarius A star, our galaxy's supermassive black hole.
The timing is significant because we're seeing increased activity in galactic center research. The extreme gravitational environment near supermassive black holes was thought to make supernova remnant survival unlikely. If this discovery holds up, it suggests these violent stellar deaths can occur and leave traces even in the most extreme environments in our galaxy.
The detection challenges our models of stellar evolution near black holes. The intense tidal forces and radiation should theoretically disrupt stellar formation and evolution. Yet here we potentially have evidence of a massive star that lived, died explosively, and left a remnant detectable across 26,000 light years.
From space, let's turn to medicine. The FDA has cleared the first over-the-counter glucose monitor specifically designed for children. This represents a significant shift in pediatric diabetes management, removing prescription requirements that often created barriers to continuous monitoring.
The regulatory pathway here is noteworthy. The FDA typically requires extensive clinical trials for pediatric medical devices, but continuous glucose monitors have proven safe and effective enough in adults that the agency felt comfortable extending approval for younger patients. This could signal faster approval processes for proven technologies applied to new populations.
The economic implications extend beyond healthcare costs. Parents of diabetic children often face employment constraints because of monitoring requirements. Over-the-counter availability reduces doctor visit frequency and gives families more flexibility in managing the condition independently.
We're also seeing groundbreaking research on how socioeconomic factors affect brain development. A Washington University study of nearly 12,000 children found family wealth shapes brain function more than IQ, with socioeconomic status accounting for 37 of the top 40 variables linked to cognitive function.
This research has profound policy implications. If family wealth has measurable neurological effects visible in childhood, then economic inequality isn't just about opportunity, it's about fundamental brain development. The study suggests interventions need to start earlier and address economic factors directly, not just educational ones.
The findings challenge meritocratic assumptions about cognitive ability. When we see achievement gaps, we often attribute them to individual differences in intelligence or effort. But if brain function itself is shaped by economic circumstances, then we're looking at structural rather than individual factors determining outcomes.
Related research shows poverty and racism accelerate biological aging, with effects visible as early as childhood. A meta-analysis of 140 studies found social disadvantage consistently speeds up aging markers at the cellular level.
The biological mechanisms are becoming clearer. Chronic stress from economic insecurity and discrimination triggers inflammatory responses and affects telomere length, the protective caps on chromosomes that shorten with age. Children in disadvantaged environments are essentially aging faster at the molecular level.
This research provides biological evidence for what public health experts have long argued: social conditions are medical conditions. When we see health disparities, we're not just looking at access to healthcare, but at how social structures literally get under the skin and affect aging processes.
The implications for healthcare policy are staggering. If social disadvantage accelerates aging, then addressing inequality isn't just about fairness. It's about preventing premature aging and the cascade of age-related diseases that follow. The medical costs of inequality may be far higher than previously calculated.